Okay. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. I declare the meeting open at 5:30. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and work. The remaining components of the opening address are read as taken and incorporated into the minutes. We have those listed on the agenda in attendance, with a late apology from Councillor Moore. I'd like to welcome Catherine Westphal, the authorised witness for statutory declaration, and welcome to the HAC supporters as well. Thank you for coming. We have no approved leave of absence and requests for leave of absence. There are none. Declarations. No declarations of interest. Item 4, declaration of office to be taken by the elected members. So I'd like to welcome Catherine to officiate the declaration of office for the elected members in the following order. Councillor-elect Helen Hack.
I, Helen Joan Hack of 2348 Boyupbrook to Cogenup Road, Mayenup, having been elected to the office of Councillor of the Shire of Boyupbrook, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Boyupbrook under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act
1995. Congratulations, Councillor Hack. Councillor-elect John Matthews.
I, John Peter Matthews of 74 Abel Street, Boyupbrook, having been elected to the office of Councillor to the Shire of Boyupbrook, declare that I take the office upon myself and will dutifully, faithfully and honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people of the district in according with the best of my judgment, my ability, and will observe the code of conduct as adopted by the Shire of Boyupbrook under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
Congratulations, Councillor Matthews. Item 5, allocation of seating. In accordance with clause 11.2 of the Shire's Standing Orders Local Law, 11.2.1, at the first meeting attended by a councillor after election, the Chief Executive Officer shall allot by random draw a position at the council table to each councillor, and councillor shall, until such time as there is a call by a majority of councillors for a reallotment of positions, occupy that position when present at meetings of council. So is everyone happy where they're currently sitting? Okay. I think we'll just declare everyone sits in their seatings now. Any public questions from the public? Thank you. So we do have a late item on this agenda. So if you are happy to stay for the item, you can, or you can leave. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, item 7.1.1, late item, proposed budget amendment to facilitate repairs on Rylington Park Homestead, 1437 Boyup Brook, Cranbrook Road, Scottsbrook, Boyup Brook. So I'll consider that the motion has been read. Do I have a mover for the motion? Moved Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Would you like to suspend standing orders to go to discuss the item? Yes? Okay. Moved Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Wright. All those in favour? Carried. Okay, Councillor Ingalls.
I was just to that email that came, not an email, but our chat that came through on the other day about the proposal of what's going to happen. I think it's a great idea. The only question I have, and I'm kind of assuming that Leonard's probably going to retire in about 25 years' time and the next person's going to want to live out there. But is this going to be so obviously this is longevity to be able to go out there, but what about if the next CEO doesn't want to live out there and we've rented the house out in town? How do we go with that?
May I answer that,
yes,
Chair?
Yes, you may.
So, through the Chair, I'll be happy to sign a 10-year contract with Council right now, if you'd like. No questions asked. So we have actually taken that into consideration. So the house that will go out to grow will be a 3x3. So there will be a break in that contract in case Council does get tired of me and moves me on, which we hope doesn't happen too soon.
So just because the CEO is living in the house now doesn't mean to say that it always has to be the CEO's house. So if the CEO decides that he doesn't want to live in Magnificent Main Up, wants to move back to Boring Old Town, he can move back to town if he wants to. I know, there's no turning back.
You know, once I move, I'll move. No, thank you.
I have a question.
Yes, sure, just Councillor Wright.
Wondering, with the $50,000, has that got some, what's that expenditure for mainly? Can you just cover that off for us? Obviously, he's going to need more later on.
Yes.
Through the Chair, probably the biggest cost on that one, there's got to be some repairs on the inside on the ceilings. It's got to be painted on the outside. It looks pretty dismal on the outside. That's probably the biggest, and there's some fencing repairs we have to do as well. But there will be other costs coming in addition to that afterwards. I know there is going to be some stumping coming up in time, but not right now. I think that $50,000 at this stage is really just to get it into a clean, livable condition, really.
Yes, I did go out to the house with Leonard last week, and it does need a little bit of TLC. And I'm confident that the CEO will spend the money wisely and make sure that we get value for money.
So just to add on to that, Councillor, so to try and sort of stretch that money as far as possible. Ricky and I will be doing most of the work ourselves that we can do. Obviously, that what we can't do, we'll get contractors in to do that if the budget's still there for that.
We've really got to look after this asset that was gifted to the Shire. It's pretty, it's not in such good condition as when it was handed over. You have a photo of the original.
Yeah, I would encourage councillors to actually take a drive out there and have a look at what it looks like. The house is unlocked because none of the doors lock at this stage. and you're welcome to go inside. On just above the fireplace is a photograph of what the place looked like in 1950 something. I'd love to see it back in that, if not better condition to that.
If I can make it, through the chair, make a comment, is that out of respect for the people who left it to the Shire, it should be left in a condition that makes it usable for its inevitable next phase. And having experience with old buildings in Boyup Brook through neglect, I know that the best thing to do is get on it early because it'll cost you a lot more in future proofing by doing it now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Is there any other question, Councillor Moore?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's relevant to this exactly, but I'll ask it anyway. Obviously, you're going to have some storage out there, Leonard, with some of our smaller items like four-wheel motorbikes and stuff like that later on. Can they be tucked into one end of that shed out of the way? I mean, that's just something I'm thought about because I don't want to see them left vulnerable, you know, the small items that need to be protected that's out there.
Yeah, so through the chair, while the farm's still in our possession, if I call it that, that shed will be used, co-used. It's not going to be locked up just because I've moved in there. And quite honestly, even once I've moved in there, if the farmer needs to park something up in there in their space, I'm not going to have a drama with it. Just unlock it and share a key, really. It's not a drama for us.
Any other questions? Okay. So I'd like that Council resume standing orders as per clause 15.6 of the Standing Orders Local Law number 1. Mover for that, please. Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. Okay, so we have a mover and a seconder for the motion. Would the mover like to speak to the motion?
No, I have nothing to add.
The seconder like to speak to the motion?
I've said more, but thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone that like to speak against the motion? Nope. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried.
So I will be having a welcome barbecue there. Entry will be pick up one piece of furniture at the old house to move it over to the new house.
Okay, there being no further business, the meeting is closed at 5:44.